not alleys, but driveways. Yeah. Alleys? Yeah. I wouldn't call it an alley. I'd call it, would be an alley to me if it's in a downtown area behind a business structure. But if it were in a park, in a dwelling, I don't think I'd call it an alley. Maybe it is an alley.
Would you just call it a driveway?
Just a driveway, yeah.
What do you call an area in the city where buildings have been torn down and not yet replaced?
Dilapidated, or, yeah, dilapidated.
What if there was nothing on the land?
Nothing on the land.
What if there was just...
vacant land?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about a smaller area in a neighborhood where children play or where trash is improperly dumped? Would you call that anything different from a vacant lot?
I can't think of anything.
Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
A water fountain.
If you are in a park, would you call it the same thing, where you could get a drink of water?
Yes.
Could you name some different kinds of cars and trucks, not by brand name, not by Chevrolet or Chrysler, but by other kinds of names?
Other kinds of names?
Mm-hmm.
You mean a different makes, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not Monarch or Fury, but...
Mm-hmm. Sedan?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sedan? A two-seater, or a sports car, or a limousine, passenger car.
What about small cars with two bucket seats or one bench seat?
Sports car.
A two-door sedan?
Two-door sedan. Mm. So would I call it a two-door sedan?
Yeah.
If it's small, I would call it a sports car.
If you had a car with four doors, what would you call that?
It's a sedan.
What about a very large and pretentious sedan?
A luxury car or a limousine?
Do you have any pejorative terms?
Pejorative terms? For a large car? Pretentious car. Not pejorative terms. I could characterize them in a different way, but I wouldn't consider them to be pejorative.
How would you characterize them?
Probably wouldn't understand. It's a ride or a boat. A limousine. Well, I guess for Cadillac, I'd call it a hog. If it were a Lincoln 225, a deuce and a quarter, it depends on the make of the car. But those are what you might consider called pejorative terms.
What would you call a station wagon? How would you describe that?
A station wagon.
How many doors do they usually have?
I have a station wagon. It's called a square bag, but for all practical purposes, it is a station wagon. We have two doors. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that you could get a two-door station wagon as well as a four-door.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of small trucks might bring small items to your house?
Delivery truck or...